In the next recording, Yogananda tells a story about Krishna.
One little story I shall tell you. There was a great saint. His name was Vyasa. He was the writer of the Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu Bible. And he was sitting by the river Jamuna. And the disciples of Krishna, the greatest prophet of India, they were carrying some cheese. Krishna loved cottage cheese, but he lived on the other side of the river Jamuna. And Jamuna was in flood and all the boats were sunk. So they very much felt for their master, and they saw Vyasa was in samadhi, he was in ecstasy with God. And they sat around Vyasa, and Vyasa woke up and he said, "What can I do for you?" They said, "Krishna is on the other side and we want to get this cheese to him. The master has not eaten and the Jamuna is flooded and we have no boats. Could you tell some way how we can get there?" He said, well, "You think of Krishna, what about me? I have to eat something." Vyasa was also a great student of Krishna. They couldn't understand how he dared to eat before the master. He says, yes, without myself eating something, I can't do anything." So he ate all the cheese that he could. Then he stands by the river and says, "O river Jamuna, if I have not eaten anything, divide up and part." Jamuna parted. Then the students of Krishna said, "He ate the cheese in front of us," and said, "Jamuna, if I didn't eat anything, divide up and part." And the Jamuna, wait. They couldn't understand. They hurriedly passed through. And when they went on the other side and near the camp of Krishna, Krishna used to always in greatest joy meet them. He was sound asleep and his little tummy seemed to be filled. So they woke him up and said, Master, your cheese is here." "Oh," he got up, "I'm sleeping." "The master, aren't you interested in cheese today?" "Oh no," he said. "The other fellow sitting on the other side of the river fed me too much." He didn't know when he was eating, he was only giving it to Krishna.
Two interesting reversals appear upon this speech. The first one appears on the reverse of, "But he lived on the other side," he referring to Krishna. The reversal is, "Without Shiva, you not really have yeast." The subject matter of the forward speech, "But he lived on the other side," is Krishna, he referring to Krishna. The subject matter of the reversal is Shiva. Now this is interesting because in Hinduism, like in other religions, the worshippers of Krishna and the worshippers of Shiva have not always seen eye to eye. Taking this into account, it is interesting that in the story we have a river separating Krishna from others. Is Yogananda unconsciously trying to teach that to have a true balance, to have a unity, one needs both Krishna and Shiva? Yeast helps dough to expand in bread making. Is Yogananda saying that to expand spiritually, you need both Krishna and Shiva? Or as he says, "Without Shiva, you really not have yeast